I don't consider myself a diehard, serious hardcore camper, though it's an activity I do enjoy doing and something I find myself participating in with some frequency, usually in connection with trips that have hunting or fishing as a focus. For example, at this point in the current year, I've now spent 32 nights on air mats in tents, spread across 7 separate trips. The first of those nights was on a winter trip in early February, and the last was a week ago, on the Nushagak Peninsula. And I can honestly say that every single one of those 32 nights was a good night's rest. That's not to say that every night and every day was blue skies and a bed of roses, but I can say that I've been comfortable for every night I've spent in a tent this year. Mixed in with good weather camping conditions have been a few days of cold and heavy rains and strong winds and tremendous numbers of biting insects. But hunting and fishing efforts found me in the field overnight anyway, and it was fortunate that my preparations allowed me to deal with those conditions. With over 3 months of the calendar left and some possibly very fine fall conditions in front of us, I thought this would be a fine time to have a look at some of the things that can factor into a comfortable camp. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Before I get started, let's start out with a couple of foundational premises. Number 1. I certainly don't know all of the tricks that go into making camping successful. There are many folks listening with a lot more knowledge and experience than me. Number 2. Not everyone is cut out for camping. No matter how comfortable you can make the experience, it's not going to be your temperature-controlled, bug-free environment at home, complete with a flushing toilet and a pillow-top bed. I guess what got me to thinking about this is that I've had some conversations of late with people new to Dillingham. Conversations about hunting and fishing and camping and such, and gear that goes with those activities. Also, my wife had a conversation with a friend recently about camping. Her friend commented that she doesn't mind camping as long as there's no rain or bugs and it's not cold. That's a sentiment I've heard echoed by a few others I know as well. If you feel like you're that sort that would enjoy camping, but only if it has decent temperatures, no adverse weather, and is relatively bug-free, I guess my advice would be to incorporate different measures to help fulfill that, but to also cherry-pick when you decide to camp, inasmuch as the season and the weather will allow you to do so. For the rest of us, let's consider a few factors that can lead to a comfortable camping experience, no matter the reason you're actually out there. I would assert that some of the things to account for would include staying dry, warm, safe, well-fed, and, if the season dictates, free of insects. If you can adequately address each of those things, you stand a pretty decent chance of having a comfortable camping experience. Let's start with the dry. Being dry just makes everything better. On my most recently completed trip, I got caught away from my day pack, which contained my rain jacket. The weather changed, and the net result was I spent several hours soaked to the bone in temperatures that were in the upper 40s before getting back to camp at 2 in the morning. Mentally, I was prepared to deal with the fallout of my lapse of judgment, so I weathered the time okay, but I have to tell you, I was far less than comfortable. Upon returning to camp, dry clothes immediately revived my spirits. Staying dry is a many-layered issue, pun intended. It includes your choice in clothing with regards to varying temperatures and also weather conditions. It also includes your home away from home, your tent. It's something I've said on here before and probably something I'll say again, but the only prudent clothing choice for Alaska is synthetics or wool, from your base layers up through whatever you happen to have on top. Cotton has no business being considered. I tend to favor fleece garments myself, and it's rare to see me in the field, especially on a multi-day trip, with anything that isn't of a fleece or polyester nature. Good rain gear is also a must, though I still sometimes struggle with that myself as far as just what that is. It seems like there's some really good rain gear out there if you're not going to be doing a whole lot of moving, but that tends to retain perspiration if you are. There's other types of rain gear that claim to breathe and is decent for normal rain amounts, but sometimes comes up short over a whole day of fairly steady rain. That said, rain gear is a got-to-have item, and it's worth the time to find out what's going to work for you and to always have it with you. Perhaps you've seen some of those commercials on TV right now for DirecTV, the ones with a sports star and a lesser version of himself. Yeah, don't be that me, the one who left his raincoat back in his pack at the raft. Always have the clothing you need with you. Tents are something else I've addressed on here previously, and I'll leave it with a simple reminder to get the best that you can get. Rain flies that go all the way to the ground and cover the whole tent are, to my mind, an absolute must. Look for tents that have floors and flies that have a waterproof rating of at least 1500, and even more is better. And there's no doubt that aluminum poles are more durable than fiberglass poles, though fiberglass poles from a quality supplier, such as with a Cabela's tent, are generally pretty decent. A good ground cloth is something that sometimes gets overlooked, but is vital to staying dry. I use a tarp folded to fit the size and shape of whatever tent I happen to be using. Always remember to make sure it's tucked to fit, though. An overlooked ground cloth that extends out past the rain fly makes an excellent funnel to direct large amounts of water under your tent. It may feel good to get a really smoking bargain on a tent, but keep this in mind. When you're out there, that tent might be the only thing between you and potentially life-threatening weather conditions. So, just how much is your life worth? Safety also involves many layers. Frankly, safety can involve your clothing and tent choices because hypothermia can be the biggest threat you face when you're out there. Beyond that, though, what comes to mind for me is the likely overblown threat of bears during the warmer months. Do bears need to be considered? Absolutely. We live and camp around healthy populations of brown bears. And they can be a nuisance, as evidenced by a fair amount of damage done to camps on the Nooshigak River this summer. But for many campers, it's the psychological aspect of bears. Personal protection is always a good idea, both in camp and while away from camp. Whether you choose non-lethal deterrents, such as pepper spray, or a lethal deterrent, such as a firearm, always have it on you and put in the necessary practice time to be proficient with it. I prefer to carry firearms and often have a pistol of some sort on me, utilizing ammunition that has hardcast bullets. In camp, I keep a shotgun loaded with slugs. I keep my cook tent or area separate from my sleeping tent and never ever have food in the place I sleep. Also, I often, though not always, put a bear fence around camp. While I sleep fine without one, I know my family sleeps better with one in place, and research indicates that such fences, properly constructed, are very, very efficient at keeping bears away from camps. On my recently completed caribou hunt, I had a second fence that allowed me to sleep better at night. Its purpose? I had it set up around my inflatable raft and meat pole, giving me the peace of mind that both would be adequately protected while I slept. If you camp in the middle of summer, staying warm isn't always a priority. In fact, the opposite, cooling off, can be a bigger challenge. But for much of the year, staying warm, even if it's just taking away a bit of the evening chill, can make for a much better camping experience, particularly for kids and those who don't camp as often. Warmth can be had in many ways, from dressing properly to a really good tent to external sources of heat, such as a small propane heater, a campfire, or even a small wood stove. Just remember to use appropriate caution with regards to any heat source, whether it's a campfire and paying attention to the wind or operating a small propane stove in a tent. A good dose of warmth can go a long way, whether it's a comfort thing or something that staves off a more dire situation. Food for thought on the subject of warmth. When it comes to sleeping bags, use a bag made of synthetic materials, not cotton. That which applies to clothes also applies to sleeping bags. Also, make sure it's rated for whatever temperatures in which you happen to plan to camp. For an extra measure of warmth, consider wearing a nice set of synthetic thermal underwear to bed. If it's really frosty in the tent overnight, wear a stocking hat. A lot of heat is lost through the head, and a hat can make for a much nicer night of sleep. Well-fed is a personal choice, as far as what makes for good camp fare, so I'll leave that to you to determine. I'm a poor source for info that way anyway, as I usually don't eat very heavily while in camp, practically the only place that's true. Bug-free can be any combination of head nets, bug coats, and insect repellents that you find to be effective in reducing the nuisance to a personally tolerable level. I've mentioned before that I'm a huge fan of thermocells. Also, this is another place where a good tent is a great thing, as it can afford a bug-free zone to retreat to from time to time. There are two last comfort items I'll mention, since that's the gist this week. One is to have a good air mattress. A very large part of my 32 nights camping being comfortable has been because of my air mat. I'm a robust-sized side sleeper, so it takes a bit to pull that off. My current mat is called the Climate Static V Lux. It's huge and it's incredibly comfortable, all while packing down to the size of a water bottle. The other item, and this is going to sound like a product endorsement, which I guess it is the Travel John Foldable Commode. It's a portable toilet seat, and it is the bomb. Maybe it's a concession to getting older, but I really like sitting comfortably while dealing with that particular issue, and in a camp setting. It folds, it's light, it's durable, and it costs less than $30. There is nothing not to like. Which is pretty much what this episode is all about. Things that make camping easier to like. Frankly, I think camping is a very likable thing of and by itself. But if paying a bit more attention to those things that keep you dry, safe, warm, and bug-free will get you outside more often, then I say go for it. And it's not too late for this year. There's still a lot of really nice camping weather in front of us. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.